Well, it's not a proposal. It's done. I mean, it's in place. It's it's basically an effort on the part of the basketball committee to, in first and second round games, to assign groupings of teams to a site that is closer to home. We're just trying to reduce the amount of travel that we've been imposing on our student athletes in the NCAA tournament, which has resulted in a lot of missed class time. If, for example, teams in my league that go west, if they go west and they play in the first and second rounds and then they win, they're out on the West Coast for 2 weeks. In fact, in 1989, when Seton Hall advanced to the championship game, Seton Hall was out west for 3 weeks. It just we've looked at this and we just thought it was something that we had to get our hands on, and I think what drove us to finally do it is this year, as we were going through the seating and the bracketing, we had people crisscrossing the map like crazy, and we said we got to get a handle on this. So we've come up with this approach, and at the end of the day, it doesn't alter the tournament. It won't alter the structure in any way, shape, or form. It will not change who plays who. All we are doing is going to, if for example, I'm Providence College, and I'm assigned to the West region. Well, I will not go west and physically play those games unless I advance to the regional. So if Providence is in a grouping, let's say with a couple of Midwest schools and an East school, and there's a site here in Boston, then we take that grouping of schools and have them play the first and second round games in Boston. It sounds confusing, but it works. The women's tournament has done not exactly this, but has done something similar to this, and it's been pretty successful.
And Mike, not only successful for getting these kids to school and limiting travel, for a lot of different reasons, but also, let's face facts, it's a fans game, and the fans get a chance to root on people in their region. I mean, you know, while basketball's fast,
no
one would love to see it, UCLA comes to Big East, maybe they want to see him, but fact of the matter is, they'd rather see Seton Hall, they'd rather see Providence, they'd rather see St. John's out here, because that's what they watch all year long.
Well, we've been getting complaints, more and more complaints from families and from fans, and I think we've begun to see some erosion at some sites and attendance. Kansas City, for example, this year didn't have a team that of the eight teams that were there that they could even identify with. So at the end of the day, you know, it's a good thing for student athletes, but we think for a variety of business reasons, it's also a move that's been long overdue.
What was the driving factor for it? Was it the business side or was it the classes side?
No, the class side was. I think all of us are under a microscope to make things better for a student athlete, and I know we're doing things in our conference, and I know some of the other conferences have done it to curtail travel and to get a handle on some of these things, as well as get a handle on cost. I think the thing that actually and what was the straw that broke the camel's back and made us do it was this year. As we looked at it, I mean, we were having teams cross all over the country. For example, we had a out west, we had Maryland play George Mason, and the other game was Georgia State versus Wisconsin, and we flew all four of those teams to Boise, Idaho. I mean, it's pretty hard to defend. When we could have taken these four teams and sent them to, this year, for example, to Greensboro, or
right.
We could have sent them to Long Island. And you can calculate the amount of travel that we've reduced, and it would be reflected in a large savings as well. There would have been a lot of interest. The fans of those teams would have now been able to go to the game. They certainly weren't going to Boise, Idaho. And if we're not going to do something that's in the interest of the fans as well as student athletes, then I think we're making a huge mistake.